You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
We've been talking about the Holy Spirit, welcoming the Holy Spirit in our lives, and we're continuing that same series today, and I want to talk to you today on a title, Don't Be Ignorant. Look at somebody and say, Don't Be Ignorant. It's important not to be ignorant. And that's what the Apostle Paul says to us in 1 Corinthians 12:1. Look at somebody again and say, Don't be ignorant. It's all right. It's all right. Don't hurt anybody's feelings today. 1 Corinthians 12:1 says, Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. The Apostle Paul did not want us to be unaware of what we have in God, of this precious gift that the Holy Spirit that was sent to us through Jesus. And he didn't want us to be in the dark. He didn't want us to be without understanding of what we had. Because before Jesus ascended, he said, I'm going to leave you with something. I'm going to send you something very important, very critical to your assignment. Very important to you achieving your destiny. I'm going to send you something to help you be able to complete the commands that I've given you. And it's going to be the Holy Spirit. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 8:6 says, But now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. For he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises. Somebody say better promises. You see, Jesus, through Jesus, we have better promises. We have a better covenant. So the question is, why would we operate with less? Why would we not want to be at full capacity? And so that's one of the things that we're looking at throughout the series is being at full capacity as a believer. Using everything that Jesus has given us at our disposal. And so it's so important that we understand we have a greater covenant. We have a greater promise. We have the helper that's been given. That's what the Holy Spirit is called in the Bible. The helper. We have this advocate that wants to help us fulfill our assignment. 1 Corinthians 12:1. It was so important. It was so on Paul's heart that he said, I don't want you to be ignorant. Look at somebody one last time and say, don't be ignorant.
Don't be ignorant.
All right. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12:4. And it says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but the same God who works all in all. That's very important because in the time period that Paul lived in, they were coming out of a lot of pagan worship. So there was a lot of different spirits. There were a lot of different gods in their pantheon. And so Paul was basically saying, no, it's one God, it's one Spirit, and he's giving us all these different expressions of himself. He's given us these different gifts. He's given us these different tools that we can accomplish what our assignment in life is and our commands that Christ has given us. So the New Living Translation says there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. So it's the same Holy Spirit inside of you, inside of me, inside of every Christian leader that you've ever seen do a great thing for God. It's the same Holy Spirit. It's not a different Holy Spirit, not a different spirit, not a different thing they have going on, but you have the same thing inside of you. You have the same capacity, the same working inside of you. And so this is important for us to remember because a lot of times we get into a type of idolatry. We start looking at other people saying, man, this person's so great. He's so awesome. I wish I could be like him or if I had his abilities, I would do things differently. But the Apostle Paul said, it's the same Holy Spirit. The same exact Spirit that's working in somebody that you look up to, that's the same Holy Spirit that Jesus has given you to do the assignment that he's given you to do. 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us. Say that with me. A spiritual gift is given to each of us. So that means everybody that's here, you've been given something by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is active in your life, you've been given a gift. Maybe it's underdeveloped. Maybe you don't know it yet. Maybe you don't know how to use it yet. But the Holy Spirit has given you something. Amen? Look at somebody and say, the Holy Spirit has given you something. It's important that we realize that. It's important that we steward what the Holy Spirit gives us. Well, the Holy Spirit, he gives and he initiates the gift. That's what the Word of God says. It's by the will of the Holy Spirit. And so we have to learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We have to learn how to work together with the Holy Spirit. If you want to do something with your life, if you want to walk in your purpose, you got to learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus did so seamlessly. And so it was what empowered him to do the great works that he did upon the earth, was because he was working in perfect coordination with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I don't do anything without the go-ahead, the green light from the Father. I'm taking my orders from the Father. And so Jesus was working with the Holy Spirit to know exactly what the Father wanted. And that's what we need to do. That's what we have to do. We can be, listen to this, we can be empowered but not obedient. We can be full of knowledge, but we can be lazy. We all have the same Holy Spirit inside of us, but obedience brings a different outcome. If we're obedient to the Holy Spirit, we're going to see different types of results in our life than if we're not obedient to what he's saying to us. It's the right action that makes all the difference. James says it this way, faith without works is dead. So you have to put the right type of works into your faith to bring forth the right result. I can't just say I believe in God, but I don't have the right works to accompany that belief. Otherwise, my faith will be dead. I need to have the right type of obedient works to capitalize on the Holy Spirit that's inside of me. And that's why we see a difference between some believers and other believers. Some believers, you see, they're moving. God's using them. God's blessing them. God's doing things through them. And then others, they just, you know, they're just kind of puttering along. Because one is obedient with their works to the Spirit. And the other is, they hear some of the same stuff, but they, for whatever reason, they're apprehensive. Anybody ever been apprehensive? I know I've been apprehensive. Holy Spirit says something, he kind of challenges you. Holy Spirit is famous for that, right? He says something to you that kind of takes you out of your comfort zone. Holy Spirit, I don't know if, you know, you try to sometimes reason away what he's trying to challenge you to do. Anybody ever been there? Come on, be honest. It's church. You can be honest. And that's what happens with us sometimes. The Holy Spirit says, hey, I want you to do this. And you say, well, maybe Holy Spirit, could I do this instead? And so we reason away obedience. And that's why sometimes we don't operate in power that the Holy Spirit wants to give us. Say it with me one time. Each of us has been given a gift. See, this is important. We have to put the right action behind our knowledge of godly things. Not just about having the knowledge of godly things. Not just about having the Word of God. But it said that Jesus was the Word of God become flesh. He was the Word of God in action. He was the Word of God with some legs on it. Amen? With some hands on it, right? That's why we often say we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, right? We want to be the actions, and we want to take the steps of faith that we need to represent Jesus right. Let's continue in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12:11 says, it is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. Who distributes the gifts? Do I distribute the gifts? Do you distribute the gifts? Who distributes the gifts? The Holy Spirit decides which gifts are distributed. 1 Corinthians 12:11. So the Holy Spirit, this is what's so great. It's like Christmas time when you hang out with God. God is generous. For God so loved the world that he gave. And when you hang out with the Holy Spirit, he gives you gifts. There's always something that God wants to give you. He's not trying to take something away from you. If you think that God is trying to take something away other than bad things out of your life, amen, then you have the wrong theology of who God is. God is trying to enrich you. God is trying to give to you. God is a generous God. And so in the same character of the Father, we have the Holy Spirit that's trying to give us gifts. He's trying to give us tools. Amen? It's like a carpenter, right? God wants to give you those extra tools that you need. God wants to give you that cool new power tool that you need to get the job done. But I think sometimes Christians, they go out and they try to achieve their purpose in God, their destiny, the dream that God has put in their heart, but they haven't been empowered by the Holy Spirit. They haven't spent enough time in the presence of God to receive those gifts that he wants to give. Holy Spirit wants to give the gifts, but sometimes we don't spend enough time in relationship with the Holy Spirit to receive the gifts we desperately need to accomplish the assignment we've been given. Amen? Amen. Turn to somebody and say, this is for me. Can you imagine not spending enough time with God that you don't really even have the right tools to accomplish the destiny? But Christians do that. Christians do that. They have a dream. They have an assignment. They have a purpose. They have a sense of, I need to do this. God has put, I'm burdened in my heart to do this. You heard that before? But then year after year, there's no progress on that. Why is that? Because they haven't spent the time with the Holy Spirit to receive the gifts necessary to achieve the desired outcome. What's the most important gift you can receive from the Holy Spirit? Anybody know? It's a trick question, right? It's the one you need the most at the moment. The most important gift of the Spirit is the one you need to accomplish your assignment. Sometimes we think we know what we need. And so we start asking, and it's all right to ask, because Paul said, desire all the things, desire all the gifts. And we should desire, we should pray. But the Holy Spirit knows exactly what you need when you need it. He knows what tools you need to accomplish the assignment that he's given you. Amen? He knows exactly what you need. And it's different for everyone. But the Holy Spirit knows. And that's why the scripture says he decides. So let's look at some of these gifts. This is great. In 1 Corinthians 12:8, what type of gifts are we talking about? Chapter 12, verse 8 says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another, word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. So altogether here in 1 Corinthians, we have 9 spiritual gifts. Now this word spiritual in this term spiritual gifts is the Greek word pneumatikos. And the definition of actually pneumatikos is relating to the human spirit as part of the man, which is akin to God and serves as his instrument or organ. Listen to this. This is what the spiritual in the spiritual gift means. It's relating to the human spirit as part of the man, which is akin to God and serves as his instrument or organ. So basically, the Holy Spirit inside of you is your spiritual organ that directly connects you to God. When you come to Christ, and you receive the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, right? Are you following me so far? You now have a spiritual organ that connects you directly to God. This is how Jesus was able to know what the will of the Father. He had a spiritual organ inside of him that connected him directly to the Father. He knew what the will of the Father was. He knew what the plan of the Father was. He was connected to the power of the Father. Amen. He knew the thoughts of the Father. And so this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to connect us. He wants to be a part of us, but the part that connects us to God. Let's look at these nine spiritual gifts. Now, I'm not going to go and define each and every one of that. We do that in foundation classes. Please, if you haven't taken foundation classes, it's a great way to avail yourself of some powerful, powerful information. Nine spiritual gifts. Number one, word of wisdom. Then we have the word of knowledge. We have the gift of faith. We have the gift of healing or healings. We have miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Now, 1 Corinthians 12:4 says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So we can actually even kind of categorize these nine gifts into three categories. Number one, gifts that help you think like God. Number two, gifts that help you speak like God. And number three, gifts that help you act like God. Gifts that help you think like God, gifts that help you speak like God, and gifts that help you act like God. The first group, the gifts that help you think like God, these are the revelation gifts. It's a fragment of God's thoughts. So God gives you a little piece, a fragment of what is in his mind, is in his thoughts. Now God isn't going to give you the whole thing. That would be too much for you, but he gives us a fragment. We're talking about the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Gifts that help you think like God. And it's important to know what you're dealing with when you're dealing with people. So God gives us gifts like these, gifts like the discerning of spirits. So you know, are you dealing with somebody? When you're dealing with somebody, are you dealing with the spirit of man? Are you dealing with something angelic? Are you dealing with something demonic? Are you dealing with something of the spirit of Christ? Right? What type of spirit are you dealing with when you're working at work? Are you dealing with something that, is it somebody that just had a bad day, had a bad attitude? Is it something spiritual that's going on? Man, I don't know. When I get around this person, it kind of rubs me the wrong way. No, everything isn't a spirit that needs to be cast out. But that's why you got to have the discerning of spirits to know if it's a spirit or it's just somebody with a bad attitude. The discerning of spirits. Talking about the revelation gifts, they can be so powerful. When we first started our church in 95, I didn't know a lot about sound equipment, but it fell to me to have to wire the whole sound system together. And as the church grew, we got more sound system. And so I was having to figure out stuff that I didn't know. And when I would get to the end of myself, I would just pray that, God, I don't know how to wire this up. God, I don't know how to do this. I don't know about this amperage or ohm load. And God would give me little thoughts in my mind. God would give me little revelations of that. This is a practical problem with a spiritual solution. God would give me thoughts in my mind. God would give me revelations of things to do. And that's the way God wants to work with us. He wants to work with you in a practical way where you are. God has you on assignment. We were down here on assignment starting the church. But then in the middle of this, there's a practical problem. We needed a sound system. We needed to wire stuff together. And I had a limited amount of information. But when I prayed and I was able to tap in to the Holy Spirit, he was able to reveal things to me. Look at somebody and say, don't put the gifts in a box. The scripture says there's different administrations, which means you could have the same gift as the person sitting next to you, but you could use it in a completely different way. Diversities of administration. So that's important. Number two, gifts that help you speak like God. These are inspiration gifts. Inspiration gifts. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. At many key points in this ministry, God released a prophetic word that gave clarity, that gave direction. This is a spiritual gift that God wants to use in the body. This is a spiritual gift that God wants to use to you. And it's practical too. One time, Pastor Corinne and I were trying to have kids. And you know, I don't know if you've ever been there. You're trying to have, and it's not completely working. You're just doing a lot of practicing. And we were getting concerned about it. We were getting concerned about it. And then after a service one day, Prophet Dennis came up and he said, the word of the Lord to you is, don't be worried. The child is on the way. And then years later, we got two kids and everything is the way it should be. I'm trying to still get Prophet Dennis to come over and babysit those prophecies. Amen. But this is the importance. God can use prophecy for a very big thing, for a smaller thing, a very personal thing, or something that has to do with something that you're doing corporately. Number three, gifts that help you act like God. These are gifts of power. The gift of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles. Can I tell you that God's still in the miracle working business? Amen. God is still in the business of healing people. God still does that stuff. Anybody that tries to tell you something differently, they don't know what they're talking about. God still heals people. He still wants to heal you. He still wants to do miracles in your life. Amen. You know, one of the great things that I've seen over the years, and I love this when God moves this way, is we've had some couples that haven't been able to have kids, just barren. Some of them, they had miscarriage after miscarriage after miscarriage, and God allowed us through this ministry to be able to pray for them, and God just miraculously healed them, and now they have kids, have a beautiful family. Some of them have more kids than we do. But the point of the matter is God still is in the miracle working business. God still does healing. Amen? And so God wants to move through you in those areas. The Holy Spirit wants to express that desire of God through us. Now, in the same chapter, Paul continues in the same chapter, 1 Corinthians 12:12. And I think this is important for us to really lock in this side of it, because we're coming from this standpoint. We've kind of broadened our mind to see we're coming from different backgrounds. We're coming with different assignments, and the Holy Spirit is with us all, but he's given us different gifts. And then even among the gifts, there's different administrations within the gifts, right? But then he brings us to this point where he says, 1 Corinthians 12:12, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. Isn't that interesting? It kind of starts with one and it ends with one. Starts with one spirit, and then it gets beautiful and creative and all these gifts and all these administration of these gifts and all these different expressions of these gifts. But then it comes right back down to one. And he says, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, some are free. But we all have been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand, that doesn't make it any less part of the body. And if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, that wouldn't make them any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if the whole body was an ear, how would you smell anything? It's the importance of the different gifts. But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part where he wants it. Look at somebody, say, he puts it where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it only had one part. So the Holy Spirit will use different gifts in your life, but he's also going to make you need others. He's going to make you need others. Could the Holy Spirit give you the full manifestation of every single gift? Sure he could. But he's probably not going to do it, because he's going to want you to need somebody else. He has designed us beautifully creative, but beautifully incomplete, so that we need each other, so that we can come together and be one. That's the sense that the scripture gives us, that he's going to give different gifts out in the body, but when we work together, we'll accomplish his plan. We're better when we're one body. Look at somebody and say, one body. We're better when we work together. God wants us to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, and God wants us to work together with those gifts. Will you bow your head and pray with me today? in the garden before Jesus was crucified. He prayed a prayer and he said, "Father, make them one, just like you and I are one. Make them one in their assignment to let the world know. God, help them to work together with the Holy Spirit. Help them to work together with each other." And that's the prayer that I want to pray for us today. A prayer like that prayer. Although we come from different backgrounds, although we have different giftings that the Holy Spirit is gifting us with, and although we have maybe even different administrations of those gifts, that the Holy Spirit would help us to work together and be unified as Jesus would want us to be. One body, one body. And let us yield. God, let us yield to your Spirit, your Holy Spirit. Let us yield so we can be better used to help others around us, to help a world that's in need, to help a friend that's in need, to help a family member that's in need. Lord, stir up your Holy Spirit in us so that we can be the gift, we can be the answer to problems around us, God. Let us share that prophetic word, or let us pray that prayer of healing. Or let us, God, share that word of wisdom, that word of knowledge. Let us be that wise counsel, that godly counsel to that friend that's at the end of themselves. Give us those gifts that we need. God, let us think like you. Let us speak like you. Let us act like you. Let the Holy Spirit put your character on display in our lives.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.